they are shaped like little chisels. These cutting teeth always keep their sharp, chisel-like edge, for the front of each tooth is formed of a very hard stuff called enamel, while the rest of the tooth is made of a softer material. So the back part of each tooth wears away faster than the front part, and thus the teeth are always kept pointed and sharp. Our best steel chisels are made on the same plan. At the cutting edge, they have a thin plate of hard steel, which is supported or backed up by a thicker plate of softer steel. With these sharp, gnawing teeth, mice can soon cut their way through wooden boards. At the back of the mouth, there are grinding teeth, which crush the animal's food into small pieces. Mice feed on grain and on all kinds of seeds. They often do much damage by eating the corn in the farmer's wheat stacks. Do you see the long whiskers of the mouse, which stick out from each side of its mouth? These act as feelers, and let the mouse know if there is anything in its way, when it's running along the dark, narrow passages under the floors, or behind the wooden lining or wainscot of our rooms. Did you ever keep tame mice in a cage? You can buy white mice for about 4 pence each. If you get any, you must look after them well. Give them a little bread and milk or porridge to eat, and some acorns and nuts. You must keep their cages very clean. Tame mice will soon learn to know you, and will come to you and run up your arm when you call them.